Communication Workshop. Speaking. Exercise 1. Do Ricky and Shula choose?
Which holiday would you like to go on, Ricky?
I don't know. They all look very interesting. I think I'd like to go on the wildlife safari.
Really?
I prefer hot places, you know, like South Africa.
I think the most exciting one is the trip to Greenland.
Yes?
I mean, you can really explore somewhere which isn't full of people, especially other tourists hearing as well.
Right.
I wouldn't like to go on the safari, you know, sitting around watching giraffes. You can see them in the zoo, can't you?
Yes, but the weather's terrible in Greenland. It's worse than the weather here.
That's true.
And the Greenland trip sounds quite uncomfortable.
But they do. Wouldn't you like to go on a snowmobile?
No, not really. I don't like snow. I'd prefer to go...
What about canoeing and rafting in the States?
I wouldn't like to go rafting. It's really dangerous.
Oh, come on, Ricky. You'd love it in Colorado. It's hot there. You can't complain about that.
No, and at least they've got cabins. I hate camping.
Yeah, I know.
And I'd like to try canoeing.
Right. And you could go to Los Angeles and San Francisco. You love watching American police films.
Okay, let's go there.
Communication Workshop. Pronunciation. Exercise 2. Listen to how Ricky and Shula show that they're listening to each other. Then listen again and repeat the words and sounds in your book. 1.
I think I'd like to go on the wildlife safari.
Really?
2.
I prefer hot places, you know.
3.
I think the most exciting one is the trip to Greenland.
Yes?
4.
It would be great because you can go skiing and mountaineering as well.
Right.
5.
It's worse than the weather here.
That's true.
6.
It's hot there. You can't complain about that.
No. I hate camping.
Yeah, I know.
Communication Workshop. Listening. Exercise 1. Listen to the radio program about Marek Kaminski and answer the questions in your book.
Good evening, and welcome to Adventure. Today we're going to talk about modern explorers. Let's begin with a profile of Marek Kaminski. In the studio we have Matt Thomas, who has recently interviewed the Polish explorer.
Hi.
Marek Kaminski's two most famous expeditions so far were in 1995, weren't they?
That's right. In the first one, to the North Pole, he travelled on skis with Wojtek Moskal, and got to the pole on the 23rd of May, 1995. He called the expedition Poles to the Pole.
Oh, that's a good name.
Yes. He travelled 1,400 kilometres and got to the pole on the 26th of December in the same year. To the Poles.
And did he have any problems on this one?
His biggest problem was wind, blowing with speeds up to 330 kilometres per hour. And there were temperatures of minus 60 degrees centigrade. Antarctica's a tough place, you know.
So, could you give us some background on Marek? What kind of person is he?
In some ways, he's not a typical explorer. He studied philosophy at university, and he speaks 6 languages. He likes reading good authors is Tolkien. He also writes a lot himself. He always uses pencils because they
always ask, why does he do it?
Well, he wants to test the limits of what humans can do. When I spoke to him, he told me something very interesting. He said that on his polar expeditions, he learned that Everyone has limits, but the limits are in us, not outside us. And he raises money for charity, especially children's charities. He says that he feels the children are with him when he's on his expeditions.
Has he got any advice for you?
One very good piece of advice is this. The key to a successful expedition is your brains, is your dreams.
Well, that's very true. Okay, thanks, Matt, for that profile of Marek Kaminsky. Later we'll talk about Christina Dodwell.